Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. BTN News listeners, welcome to your Thursday. Yeah, sorry, it's a bit late edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 13th of August. Maybe that's why it's been one of those days. It's the 13th. At least it ain't Friday the 13th. Guess it could be worse. 2020. We got all the best technology news that happened over the past couple of days, and we got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. Microsoft Surface Duo. Oh yeah, you want it? Well, get on it and pre-order it. Yeah, Microsoft has just confirmed that the Android dual-screen phone will officially be arriving on September 10th. But if you're going to pre-order it, you better make sure you got enough on the old credit card. Yeah, it's going to set you back $1,399. The amazing thing about this is we're actually seeing it earlier than we thought we would. Though that might have something to do with the folks over at Apple. Yeah, more than likely we might be seeing an iPhone sooner rather than later. Now, those of you who don't remember all the features of the Surface Duo. It's got two screens, obviously. That's actually connected by a 360-degree hinge. It's got Qualcomm Snapdragon 855 processor, 6 gigabytes of RAM on this thing, and starts with 128 gigabytes of storage. Need a little bit more? Well, you're gonna have to pay up to about $1,500 to get 256. Hey, speaking of Apple, did you check your iOS device today? Guess what? Yep, we just updated and it's time to do it again. Apple has now released iOS and iPadOS 13.6.1. The .1 meaning, yes, it's one of those little minor updates. Apparently, the minor update is addressing an issue that could cause unneeded system data files not to be automatically deleted when storage is low. And for those of you that have that little green tint on your iPhone display since that 13.6 update, well, apparently it's supposed to fix that too. There's other bug fixes, of course, that's usually the case. But by all accounts, as long as everything goes smooth here on out, this actually should be the last update for iOS 13. Since we're getting closer and closer to an Apple event, iOS 14, yep, should be on the way soon. Amazon knows there's a lot of podcast lovers out there. That's why they're going to add it to Amazon Music and even Audible. Not officially announced from Amazon just yet, but there's a lot of birdies singing about it. Yeah, that's right. Amazon Music and Audible users will be able to subscribe, download, and stream free podcasts on those services now, or at least soon. Even if you're on Amazon's Music ad-supported free service, yep, you'll still have access to podcasts there too. Now, the reason why we're telling you about this is because the email was actually sent to some podcast producers on Monday. And if you wanted to know if we got one, no, we didn't. Guess I need to re-sign up for Prime. In any case, this is definitely Amazon's way of trying to get into the Spotify/Apple ecosystem too, where you can get all of your audio media pretty much in one place. And finally, Android users out there, did you think you felt an earthquake just now? Maybe you did, or maybe you didn't. But if you really want to be sure, check your phone. Yeah, believe it or not, your Android phone might just be a seismograph now. This nifty earth-shaking feature is now part of the latest Google Play Services update, meaning certain Android phones all around the world will be able to detect if that earth is moving beneath your feet. It will actually tap into a network of hundreds of seismographs installed all across the state of California and even some parts of the world. So pretty much like you get those weather alerts, you know, from your National Weather Service or something as such. Well, now you can get alerts that, hey, the ground is shaking or it's about to shake. After that, it'll probably send you a notification. Make sure you get the video rolling so you can get it up on YouTube and on CNN as soon as possible. Got a story? No one else is listening to you? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, of course, is located at britishtechnetwork.com. Subscribe to all the BTN podcasts over there and check out our blog and so much more. You can also follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Find us on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. And definitely come by our BTN community at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of our ever-growing community and join in the fun today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be back at your way for your Friday edition of our Oh boy, I can't wait for that. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Thursday's going well for you. And thank you, as always, for listening.